My mom is humiliating me on Instagram. We got this note from a listener, a suggestion for a topic. If you ever have one, hit us on Facebook or Instagram, or you could email Blake or Eva, both at coast931.com. And she says, my mom is humiliating me on Instagram. She is doing the duck face selfies like every day.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Mom, that does not look good.
Right.
And then she's also liking all these hot guys, because I don't think she realizes that what you like, other people can see.
Yeah.
And she keeps double tapping these hot guys, including some who live in our area who I know.
Oh, Mom.
Stop it, Mom.
Right.
Stop it.
Right. Use a fake name or something.
It's like who's
generations.
Who's listening who's got a parent who embarrassed them on social media? 79 Coast 792-6278. Sometimes it's just, you know, they don't understand the social media rules that we
right.
all kind of follow. Well, like I remember when my dad died, my mom posted it on Facebook before I had a chance to tell people. So I like panicked because
right.
I was like, you know, and I also, I'm like, it's not like I was mad about it because, you know, she had to let people know in her own way too. But I was like, oh no, like I got to tell people who shouldn't find out on Instagram
right.
or on Facebook, you know. I was like, Mom, you know, other people see that and then you tag him in it and then other people, you know.
Right, right. But you know, I mean, having a parent, like, especially if they start following like your friends and then they're like, you know, your friends are out having a good time on the town and, you know, the mom's making a comment like, you know, hope you were safe. And, oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, not with me. But.
My mom has started to comment on all my friend's stuff. She's pretty harmless. She hasn't,
oh,
she hasn't
yeah,
embarrassed
no, she,
me yet.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
You're kind of past the age where she can pull the mom card.
Yeah.
Well.
It's not past the age where mom can be embarrassing. 79 Coaster, post on our Facebook page. Catherine, how did mom or dad humiliate you online?
It's actually my mother-in-law. She always, like, goes back, like, way back, and likes and comments on, like, old videos or posts or... She commented on our video from 2 Christmases ago when we cut down our tree about how it was, like, a blue spruce and then got in an argument with someone about... how it wasn't a blue spruce. Yeah.
Oh, no. So she's arguing with people on 2-year-old photos.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Z, how is a parent embarrassing you on social media?
I got a call from my brother one day, and he was like, have you seen Mom's Facebook page? So I went to it, and I saw what she had put as her status, and I called her. I was like, Mom, what are you trying to do? And she's like, I don't know how to get off Facebook. And she had wrote, right next to her status, her name is getting off.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
She didn't know how to take it down. So, and then I was like, Mom, what's your password? And then she didn't know, so it was stuck like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Betsy Smith is getting off. Yeah.
Yeah, we taught her how to log out after that.
Oh, my God. All right, that's amazing. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
I'm looking at our text, and what a tease from Victoria. Victoria, you got to text the rest. Somehow it got cut off. And my parent is embarrassing because she'll post a private message, but on my public Facebook wall.
Oh, no.
And one time she posted, good luck with your... And that's where the text cuts off. Victoria... I'm just going to call her.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We're calling you, girl, so...
I like how you announce... Hold on. I like how you announce we're calling you. Don't you think the phone ringing will?
Well, then it's too late for her to duck it.
Although now I'm kind of nervous. What was it? Good luck with your what? I know. Oh, come on, Victoria. And now she's going to go, oh, no, they're calling me. I wanted to text and keep this anonymous.
Exactly.
Hello. Well, no, she said her name in the text.
Okay.
Come on. Mom posted, good luck with your what?
Maybe we should all take a guess.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, come on. Victoria.
Yes.
Victoria, I'm so glad you called. Victoria, if you missed it a few minutes ago, Victoria texted, and for some reason, I don't know if it was our text or your phone or whatever reason, it got cut off at the best part. It says, it's definitely embarrassing when parents post a private message on your public Facebook wall. And it said, good luck with your, and then that was where the text got cut off. So, Victoria, what did your mom post on your Facebook wall for all to see?
Good luck with my colonoscopy.
Oh, nice. Oh, oh good.
Oh, it just seems like, you know, every time, like, there's a message that's kind of more of a private, like, you know.
Right.
Oh, how is this today? It's always publicly displayed. It's like that's not how it's used. Like, if that's an email, go ahead, send it to email.
Right. She didn't realize that. Yeah. Your phone connection's kind of bad. It's hard to understand you, Victoria. But thanks for calling us back.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, isn't that? Parents don't understand that everyone can see that.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between a message and, you know. I told you about my great aunt who was on Facebook. She died at, I think, 93 or 94. And she was on Facebook up until the end. But at first she didn't really get it. So if someone commented on something, she would write them a letter in the comments. She'd go, "Dear Blake, right. blah 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 blah, Bocci," which means kisses in Italian. She's
right.
big Italian. Bocci, Lucia.
Right, yeah. Right. It's like
Dear Blake, in the comments.
Right.
Yeah.
Let
me grab this one. Sam, a parent who publicly embarrassed you on social media.
My grandmother embarrassed me on social media.
What happened?
So I had recently gotten hermit crabs as a pet, and she wrote on my public wall, "How are your crabs?" And I was so humiliated. Yep. What's that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was awful. Anyway, have a good day.
You too.
I had crabs once. It's awful. You gotta buy that cream that comes with a little comb. Of course, I can still use the comb.